This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, The Drive is live, and it is 4:40-ish. And that means we get to sit down and talk with our guy, Brandon Scott, Texans report. And this is a big day to have it, right? We always know during the season, Wednesday is usually a big day. Usually during the season, the day we hear from D'Amico Ryans, the day we hear from C.J. Stroud, one of the big practice days, the day when we start to see the injury reports come out and get nervous or get, you know, excited. A lot of that happened today. We heard from D'Amico today. You got to see a little bit of a practice. I know you and Clint were there together. Let's start with the head coach, D'Amico. What kind of jumped out or stuck out to you with what he had to say after the first day of OTA?
Well, I thought that D'Amico did an expected thing of playing down the offensive line, because that was the big shocker for a lot of people that were there from the point of them first putting out the offensive line, right? Like, after they went through individual drills and they actually put together an offensive line, what we saw was pretty surprising. And that was the big thing, was Titus Howard at right guard, right? And then also the center position being a newcomer in Jake Andrews. And look, you don't want to read too much into this. It's not to say the first five offensive linemen that they show you on the first day of OTAs is their starting five offensive line going into week one. But it does feel like it's some insight, and Titus Howard at right guard would just be new, right? Like, that would be an entirely new thing. So him trying to downplay that a little bit and just kind of, you know, have people think about it in terms of, hey, you know, we're going to put the best five together, as opposed to, hey, we might already have a plan in place for what that best five might be, I thought was pretty interesting. But even more than that, even before we get to D'Amico, like, the first thing that I noticed or before he spoke was C.J. Stroud, and this is not to throw no alarm bells or nothing like that.
Oh, God.
But the fact that C.J. Stroud, on a day where, Clint, you know, they're not doing a lot out there. Mm-mm. Like, this wasn't, by a professional athlete standards, wasn't some type of heavy workout. No. And even on that scale, C.J. Stroud is doing some of the least. They were doing the least amongst the quarterback position. And that's not an indictment on C.J. Stroud. If this is how they got to manage him, then Godspeed and manage them the way that you need to. I'm not questioning that part. I'm just noting the fact that it is, right? That your quarterback in late May is not 100%. and it ain't the end of the world, but it does lead you back to this conversation about the offensive line and the other side of why that thing is so important. It's not just a matter of, hey, you don't have a good offensive line, you don't have a good football team. It's, hey, if you got a bad offensive line, you might have your quarterback banged up to the point of he's not even 100% until right to training camp or going into the season, right? So, like, that is the other side of the urgency of getting this thing right.
Real quick, Clint, before you jump in, is this something that's, like, being talked about or reported that there's something bothering CJ, or are you just taken by what you saw today and him not participating?
It's not even what's being reported. It's more so just the fact that we don't talk a little – we talk a lot about the offensive line and very little about CJ Stroud and what that means, what it means to have your quarterback running around like a chicken with his head cut off, what it's like to have your quarterback on his behind, right? And CJ Stroud did have a hand injury. He was nicked up a little bit throughout the season. He did have a knee injury toward the end of the season, right? Like at the in the playoffs, right?
I didn't know if he was dealing with something right now.
So no, it's not a development per se. Like, we don't know what he did or didn't have over the offseason or anything like that. It's not a development in the injury. It's just a reminder of, hey, this thing is important. It's not just a conversation piece for us to talk about on the radio. There are actual implications to getting this wrong, getting this right.
Well, I'll tell you this, B. Scott. I was taken aback by how many guys weren't there. Like we and I know D'Amico's got to send a message in the media, and he's got to answer the questions. I get it, but I feel like on the offensive side of the football, like whether there's an arrogance there is an arrogance or a, hey man, we're a playoff caliber team, we're a 10-win team, we've won playoff games the last 2 years kind of approach to offense. When you look at how they're dealing with the offensive line, not how they're dealing with it, because I like what they're actually doing, but what D'Amico is saying about, we got a bunch of guys that can play multiple positions, we're just looking for our best five. Like, to me, you don't have that luxury. You need to find a left guard. Like, you need to find a center. You know, if you want to create a little competition there, that's cool, but you need to find a left guard, right guard, you need to find a center. Forget this. We've seen this whole thing of multiple guys can play multiple positions, and it doesn't work out. Or you're looking at, like you're talking about with CJ, like, I mean, CJ, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Dalton Schultz. I mean, it's like, man, offensively, all those guys can't be hurt. All those guys can't be hurt right now. No Trent Brown. All those guys can't be hurt right now, right?
Yeah, well, Trent Brown definitely, because he's coming off the torn patella or the patella or whatever.
Well, Joe Mixon's in a boot, whatever.
And Joe Mixon's in the boot. But I think it raises the same point, though. Like, right, like you've got a banged up offense because the guys up front, the guys that are charged with protecting, couldn't do it, can't do it. I think it's important. The Joe Mixon thing is another one. Like that is another one that stood out to me. Okay, Joe Mixon's in a walking boot. He's not there. All right, there's another conversation about load management for Joe Mixon, and can you run this guy? Can you afford to run Joe Mixon into the ground and have other running backs that you really don't have as much confidence in, whether it's the scheme or whatever it is, like with Damian Pierce. Okay, so is it Damian Pierce resurgence year? Are you relying on that? Are you banking on that? Is Woody Marks actually somebody who I believe can contribute to this offense right away? Are they going to lean in on that? British Brooks is back. So you got this conversation about the running back position with the absence of Joe Mixon. What are you doing there to manage that load and to make sure that you're not running this guy into the ground that's played a lot of football and is getting up there in years?
Brandon Scott with this Texans report as OTAs begin today. He was out there, and I found it interesting something Nico had to say, and this is something we talked about on here, is how different will the offense be? Because, hey, you've got an entire coaching staff damn near that was all together at least for a year, maybe even some together longer. And then you have a new person coming in Nick Caley, who is the OC. How different was the offense going to be? Nico Collins said today, it's new terminology, it's a new offense. This is something that we are having to all kind of discover and move in and learn. All right, is it looking a lot different? I was wondering if this was going to be a similar offense that they're running now, or it would be something they're having to learn from scratch.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot, but it felt a lot different, right? Like it's not a lot to glean from the very beginning, from the first day of OTAs, but some of the clues, some of the, you know, like breadcrumbs, if you will, of like Jake Andrews, for example, going back to the offensive line. Why is Jake Andrews the first center out there? Okay, well, that that kind of makes sense. That's a Patriots guy. Oh, he didn't work with Nick Cayley and Cole Popovich necessarily in New England. Oh, but he did with Cole Popovich back in college, right? So there's that connection. He was a center at Troy when Cole Popovich, that one year that he coached at Troy, okay, and back in 2022. So it's like there's somebody that could be familiar with the terminology. Yep. Might not make sense to you on the outside, but very much makes sense to those guys that they've hired and empowered to run the offense. So there's just one example, and it's consistent with what Nico Collins is talking about with different terminology and a whole different new look and feel to the offense.
They learning a whole new offense.
Well, look, that shocks me, to be honest with you, that Nick Cayley would bring in a new language ultimately. That surprises the hell out of me. I'm anxious to hear more about that. And
I got
to
be honest, I feel better about it. I feel better about it. Let me tell you what. I feel better about the fact that Nick Cayley is coming in and running. It sounds like it's running his show and running the offense and not just walking in here and said, all right, here, man, I'm on Bill O'Brien this. I'm going to learn the offense. I guess the offense.
From that perspective.
Like it sounds like it's his offense and not, you know, Gerard's or not, you know, anybody else. I just like that.
I just think back to how CJ was talking at the end of the year, and we all kind of could see the writing on the wall with Bobby Slowick and the job that he had done last year and how they were going to be justified if they decided to let him go. And then they did decide to let him go. But before that, CJ Stroud did talk about how it is not ideal. I want to say that's an exact quote, how it is not ideal to switch offensive coordinators and how continuity, at least from that standpoint, is important. And I think, Clint, you could probably speak to
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
That as well. Like it does, it is better for a quarterback to stick with what he knows as opposed to having to learn something new and learn something on the fly. So that part of it is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, I just have enough confidence that they can figure that part out.
Yeah, they're pros. Look, I mean, they're pros, and they seem to all be present, at least involved, according to what we're being told, not necessarily today, but as a whole. I don't doubt that they can pick this thing up. I do believe that takes, like, the timeline and resets the expectations for your offense. Like, if they're changing complete language of their offense, you're going to have a language barrier there along with CJ Stroud now communicating more, right? Which may end up being a beautiful thing, right? It may be a beautiful thing. I just would have bet big money that there was a ton of carryover from the old offense to this offense from a terminology standpoint. I mean, hell, there is in every offense, you know, around the NFL, there's a ton of carryover, but I would have thought the terminology would have stayed the same. But that doesn't sound like what, according to Nico, it doesn't sound like what's happening. So we'll see how far it sets them back.
Well, what would make me feel good about it is if it is at least simplified. Like, if you can tell me things are simpler, or they're doing less thinking, or they get to use their instincts more, like that, that to me would make me feel better about changing things. If change means, hey, the new thing is actually easier and it's more simple than the old thing, then I can get with that. Yeah, especially if that's what they needed, right? If things were a little bit too complicated, especially up front specifically, I can get with that.
My man told me John Metchie was out there getting run, Jack.
He was.
And not getting run with...
It's a big year for John.
Like, he was getting run out there with Nico and Christian Kirk.
It's a big year.
Yeah, I look at it as, I mean, it's just, again, and I know that it didn't seem like, B. Scott, it didn't seem like Higgins was involved in the team stuff late.
It didn't. I got that sense with all the rookies. Like, you know, that they were just kind of maybe
Noel bringing, was out there doing work. Now, he had a couple catches.
He did have a couple of catches, but I did get the sense that they were just kind of bringing them along. Yeah. I didn't read as much into it. He looked pretty good in, like, the individual stuff that they did. Yeah. So maybe they're not rushing him into that role, maybe allowing him to develop into it a little bit more naturally. But you got to figure that he's a contender for that opposite of Nico Collins' role. I mean, just as good as anybody else.
That's going to be an interesting because he is built in a way that he is a plug-and-play outside guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But outside of Nico, they seem to want everybody to be interchangeable.
Yeah.
Right? He is not – I don't care what anybody says. There's certain guys that you can say, okay, that guy's interchangeable. Diggs was interchangeable. Tank is interchangeable. They're like, I would say that Mechie, to a certain extent, is interchangeable. I'd say that Hutchinson is interchangeable. Right? But I don't think – it'd be like if they played Christian Kirk and an outside receiver, it'd shock the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Just like if they played Higgins as an interchangeable piece, that big – I mean, he's lanky.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.